on today's Techno Babble, the rule of thirds versus nose room.
This is Techno Babble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now, here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Techno Babble. I'm happy to be your host, Paul Allen Clifford, and happy to join you here on the live stream. Techno Babble records weekly at 11 a.m. Eastern at churchtechcast.com. Now, I will say that that's normally true except for today. Today is July 4th as I'm recording this, and I'm recording a couple hours earlier so that I can head out to Louisville, Kentucky, which is where I'm from, where my mother and sister live, and we're going to hang out with them for the 4th. So, if you're not in the U.S., the 4th is our Independence Day, and it's just a fun day. So that's why I'm recording just a little earlier than normal. For those of you in other parts of the world, just a couple of quick things, then we'll get going. First off, streaming bandwidth is provided by Worship Channels. Visit them online at worshipchannels.com. Live streaming made simple. Join the conversation by emailing me, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com, or leave a voicemail, 1-877-763-3246. That's 1-877-POD-ECHO. Or join the live chat during our weekly recordings. Again, Techno Babble is recorded live weekly at 11 a.m. Eastern every Thursday at churchtechcast.com. So today I thought we'd talk about the rule of thirds versus nose room. Now last week, we talked about headroom versus the rule of thirds. And I told you that in a battle royale against headroom and the rule of thirds, who would be victorious? The rule of thirds. Always the rule of thirds. The rule of thirds is the winner. Now, nose rooms and the rule of thirds, those are different. Because like headroom and the rule of thirds, which work together, nose room and the rule of thirds work together, but there can sometimes be a conflict. Sometimes you can have a shot which the most important aspect of the shot is in the top third or the bottom third if you're doing that for stylistic reasons. Could be on the left third, could be on the right third. Sometimes we'll see shots where the subject is in the middle, and that's okay, but their eyes, of course, are on the top third. So, what do you do with reference to nose room? When in your shot, and if you're watching the video, which will be up at YouTube if this works as I expect it to, what do you do when your shot looks something like this? So, if you're not watching the video, what I was doing was I turned my face so that my nose was pointed towards the edge of the frame, but it was also close to the edge of the frame. Now, as I'm shooting, I am kind of on one third of the screen here. And if I turn towards the edge of the screen, it looks like I'm looking right at the edge of the screen. It looks like I'm being drawn towards the edge of the screen because the edges of the screen are very powerful. I want you to think of them as kind of having a magnetic pull, that they pull things that are close to them far, even closer. So if my nose is pointed towards the edge of the screen and there's a lot of room behind my head, if I'm being shot in profile, it looks like I'm looking at the edge of the screen and I don't like that it's there. So you may have seen this on occasion where this problem arose, where someone had framed a shot which would have been correct if the person was turned 180 degrees from the way that they are. So again, to demonstrate, instead of pointing towards the edge of the screen one direction, I'll point in the opposite direction. And you can see that in this shot, I've got my whiteboard behind me that says churchtechcast.com. And it looks like I'm looking at that, even though I'm not, because there's all sorts of space here. But it looks like I'm looking at that and not the edge of the screen. Whereas the other way, it looked like I was looking at the edge of the screen. So I entitled this week, Nose Room versus the Rule of Thirds. But in fact, what's going on is that nose room is complementary to the Rule of Thirds. And if you find yourself in a situation where you've got the person on the correct third, but they're faced the wrong direction, what you need to do is you need to pan, you need to truck, you need to move your camera or change your shot so that their nose is not pointed directly at the edge of the screen with tons of room behind their head. And this can even be more subtle. Ideally, I would have... So if the person is in profile, let me say it that way. If the person is in profile, this is very obvious when it's done incorrectly. But I've seen it also done where the person is, say, a three-quarters turn shot. What in theater we kind of call a three-quarter cheat, where the person is not all the way in profile, but still they're headed that way, if you know what I mean. Imagine that they're not straight on and not in profile, but kind of halfway in between. Still, you'll have that exact same problem. So here, again in the video, I'm going to turn three quarters, and then I'm going to reset my shot. And there, while I'm not completely in profile, you can see I'm still looking out at the edge of the frame, and it still looks wrong. So, but as soon as I turn my head straightforward again, it looks less wrong, although my shoulders aren't squared. So I'm going to square up my shoulders. Now, just in contrast, and again, if you're listening to the audio, because you're subscribed to that, you'll have to imagine this, but I'm going to turn the opposite direction. Again, looking at about three quarters of the way. So, like 45 degrees instead of 90 degrees. And you'll see that when I'm looking with plenty of space in front of me, that just looks a lot better. And it's not just it's not that I'm good looking or anything. It's that the shot just looks better. So, how does this affect you? Well, in worship, when you're doing IMAG, image magnification, sometimes you'll be tempted to cross-dissolve between two shots and cross-dissolves can be easily overused, so I don't want you to use them very often, but on occasion, use a cross-dissolve, especially in slower songs, again, on occasion. And a great way to do this is to have a wider shot with the subject in one part of the shot and a close-up shot with the subject on the other third of the shot and cross-dissolve between the two using the T-bar or using the auto-trans button, whatever you're using on your switcher. Now, that's a good thing to do, but keep in mind that as you're framing the shot, if the second shot violates the nose room rule, it's going to look awkward until the shot completes and you can correct it. So you need to keep that in mind. Another thing to keep in mind, and this is a rule that's especially difficult for those of you that are still shooting in 4x3, because you have less horizontal space to deal with. The advantage of having 16x9 as your aspect ratio is that you've got more room left and right. When I used to shoot 4:3, I used to think that 16x9 was shorter. And I suppose you can look at it that way, but generally speaking, 16x9 tends to be higher resolution. So in fact, it's not that it's shorter, it's more that it's wider. So you have more room to work with. So the rule of thirds and where you place the subject in the frame can vary dramatically. So you can be in the left third, in the right third, in the middle. All those are permissible, but there's a lot of space in those three different places. And where you put the person's nose, whether it faces directly to the edge of the screen or there's plenty of space, plenty of room, nose room, for them to look, really affects how the shot is perceived. This is really, really important when you have a pastor that you're following who is a walker. So some pastors, it's like there's lead in their shoes and they can't move beyond the podium at all. Others, it's like they're on a treadmill and they can't stop. And there's nothing wrong with that inherently. It's just a different shooting style. My pastor, personally, he likes to walk. He likes to walk a lot. And that's okay. And I try to accommodate that. But as he's walking, if you think of nose room as a way to help you, you'll find that if you give him plenty of room, sure, my dog decides to bark right now, if you give him plenty of room to walk, plenty of room out in front of him, then should he stop short, you've got more time to slow down. If he decides to turn around and walk the other way, you've got time to stop, reset your shot, and go the other direction. So in this case, nose room is called lead room because it gives plenty of space for the subject to walk in. And that's also very important. When they're moving, knowing that they have plenty of room to look towards and walk into, not only gives you, as a camera person, the ability to have more space, but it also, in the shot, it makes it look like it's intentional. It makes it look like the person is walking and has plenty of space. I think that's one of the greatest benefits of when we shifted from 4x3 to 16x9 at my church, is that there was more space for the pastor to walk. And my pastor sometimes, he's not trying to fake us out. It's just the way that he walks. He'd sometimes lean one direction and you'd think he was going to walk that direction, but that was a fake out. He's actually going to walk the other. And if you had planned towards him moving one direction and then he leans the opposite and starts walking the opposite direction, in a 4x3 aspect ratio, you don't have much room to go. Whereas in 16x9, you've got a little more leeway. And I think it really makes it easier to be a camera person to have that extra space. So I want you to, as we're going through this, think of ways that you can use the rule of thirds, again, versus lead room, and how you can compose your shots appropriately based on those rules. Remember, I guess to sum it all up, what I would say is that in a battle royale, in a knockdown drag out of nose room versus the rule of thirds, I think nose room wins. I mean, it's not that you don't abide by the rule of thirds, but you start at the rule of thirds and then you check your shot to make sure you've got plenty of nose room as well. So that's what I want you to do, is think of that as you're forming your shots, as you're creating beautiful video, and think about how you can do that to go out and change eternity. Next week on Technobabble, which, as I say, records at Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, we'll be talking about turning a DSLR into a live cam and whether it's even possible. Till next time, go out and change eternity.